Hi, good morning. This is Courtney on a recorded line.
Hi,
Hey, Courtney.
This is Ariel with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new roundup claimant on the line, Ms. Nikilia Nash.
Okay.
Can you assist her?
Yeah, go ahead and transfer.
Thanks so much.
All right, Ms.
Nash, I wish you the best of luck, and you guys both have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, good morning again. This is Courtney on a recorded line. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
My name is Nikilia Nash.
Nikilia, it's N-A...
K-I-L-I-A.
N-A-K-I-L-I-A. I-A. And then Ash, A-S-H?
No, Nash with an N,
N-A-S-H. Oh, N-A-S-H, okay. And is this your cell phone, ma'am, that I'm speaking to you on, the 832-322-8886?
Yes, it is.
All right, perfect. And if any time we are disconnected, I will call you from a 949 area code, which is a direct line to my desk, and I'll send you that contact information now. So you did want to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you did not have an attorney at this time, correct?
I did not, no.
Okay. So you are willing to affirm under penalty you haven't sought legal representation or signed any documents with any other law firm regarding this matter, correct?
I have not.
All right. Thank you so much for confirming that. Roundup. Let me go ahead and I'm going to send you just a text message. So you have my direct phone number, that 949 area code.
Okay, yes.
Nikilia. I like your name. It's very pretty.
Thank you so much.
All right. All right. And Mrs. Nash, you were the one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes, I was.
Okay. I'm so sorry to hear that. How are you doing today?
I'm okay right now.
Okay. And did you by chance know the subtype of your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Like what type it was?
Yes, it was the B-cell lymphoma.
Okay. You don't know what, okay, that's fine. Did you ever have any other diagnosis or a second diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's or only that one diagnosis?
No, only that one diagnosis.
Okay. You are filing for yourself. You were diagnosed between the years of 2005 and present. Do you know your diagnosis date, ma'am?
Like February the 4th of 2016.
February 4th, 2016.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. My nose stopped.
It's okay. And you were spraying Roundup at home, or was this for work?
It was at home.
Okay. Do you still live at the same residence where you were spraying it?
Yes.
Okay. What is your current? Hold on 1 second. What is your address?
15534. Kiplands, K-I-P-L-A-N-D-S, Bend, that's two words, B-E-N-D, Drive, Houston, Texas, 77014.
Okay, and is that a house, a residence?
It is a house.
Okay, perfect. Hold on 1 second. Was anybody else affected by, do you have any neighbors, colleagues, or anyone else that needed help filing a claim that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No, not as I know of.
Okay. So I have your address as 15534 Kiplands Bend Drive, Houston, Texas. Perfect.
Yeah.
And you were diagnosed between the years of 18 and 79. You do have a birth certificate, correct?
I do.
How often were you spraying the Roundup? Were you spraying it like once weekly, bi-weekly, or every two, or twice a month?
No, I was using it like twice a week. Twice a month. I'm sorry, twice a month.
Twice a month?
Yeah.
For how many years?
It was quite a few years. I used it up until like, I stopped using it in 2006. I started using it like 2005.
Okay.
In 2000.
Okay. So what? Okay, hold on really quick because that actually is something they're going to ask. So let's put this. Hold on 1 second. You started using it in
2005.
2005. Do you know what approximately what time, like what time of year?
It was in winter, like December.
So, but like December 1st, 2005.
It was like a little bit before Christmas. So, you can enjoy it. So like December 23rd.
December 23rd. Okay, so December 23rd is when you started using it, and then you stopped using it when?
Between like the 14th of January of 2016.
So January 14th, 2016.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect.
Sorry.
You're fine. You're fine. I'm so sorry. So like 11 years. Okay. And you were spraying it twice a month. Okay. 12 months out of the year, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So 11 years. And you did spray Roundup for 10 days or more. This is your cell phone I'm talking to you on. You are a U.S. citizen, correct?
I am.
Okay. Do you have any of these illnesses? I'm just going to read them off really quick. You don't have an organ transplant, correct?
No.
Okay. Any family history of cancer or any other chemotherapy you have to do besides the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Okay. Do you have HIV, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, lupus?
No.
Okay. What about arthritis or diabetes?
None of that.
Okay. I just ask you that really quick. And you said no family history of cancer or anything like that?
No.
Okay, and only the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma was your medical problem. I do have your first name is N-A-K-I-L-I-A. Last name is Nash, N-A-S-H. And then no suffix in your name, correct?
No.
Can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay, and then what's your marital status? Single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay, never married?
No.
And then what is your date of birth?
7/6/75.
All right. So I have July 6, 1975. And then can you go ahead and confirm your social for me?
4-5-3-3-9-8-2-4-0.
Thank you. Okay, 4-5-3-3-9-8-2-4-0.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, when did you become aware of, I know a lot of the questions are repetitive, so I apologize ahead of time. I'll try to get through them as fast as I can. When did you have a connection between the diagnosis and the Roundup? Like, when was it, when you went to the doctors? When did you finally realize it was from that, or connection between it?
Yes. Well, I the year of my diagnosis was, like I said, 2016, February. But I just started realizing, like, right after I had started using it, stopped using it, I was getting shortness of breath and losing weight and things like that. So
you went to the doctors?
Yes, I went to the doctors because I just wasn't feeling well.
Okay, and that was in
around
February or end of January?
No, in the middle of January, more like it.
Okay, like, because you stopped using it on the 14th, so when in January would you say?
That I went.
Before your diagnosis, so like,
January the 24th, like a couple of weeks after.
Okay. Okay, 2016. Yeah. Okay. What's your current height and weight?
I'm 5'1½", they say.
You're teeny tiny.
I know.
I'm 5'4", so it's okay. I like being small. 5'1", and then approximately how much do you weigh?
120 pounds.
Okay. Okay, and then I did have your phone number as 832- 322-8886. Yeah, for some reason, when they transferred the call, your information didn't pop up. I don't know what's going on. It's been like that with the last couple people filing their claims. Did you have an email, Ms. Nash, that I could put?
Yes. Yes, Nakilia, N-A-K-I-L-I-A, Montgomery, M-O-N-T-G-O-M-E-R-Y, @yahoo.com.
Perfect. All right. Thank you for confirming that. And then what is the best time of day for the attorneys to call you? Do you prefer morning, evening, or afternoon?
Like this time, like between 12 and 2.
Okay, afternoon time. And then you were spraying it 2 times a month, so 24 times out of the year. You were spraying it for a full year before your diagnosis, and then you said you started using Roundup 12/23/2005, and you stopped using it 1/14/01/16. Yeah, 2016. And you stopped using it obviously because you got diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, correct? And started treatment?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Hold on 1 second. All right, and you were applying it monthly. How were you applying it? Did you use a hand spray or backpack?
Just the hand spray.
Did you ever wear any type of protective gloves or anything like that?
Yes, I did sometimes, and then sometimes not. You know how we are. We just do
Yeah. Sometimes wore gloves. And then this was just like around your property line, acreage. Where were you? Were you spraying it at?
Yes, in my area, where my property is.
Around property area, fence line, things like that, garden.
Yes, ma'am. Garden, fence area, anywhere there was, you know, overgrown weeds or something like that on my side.
Okay. And then this is in the state of Alabama. Residential, you were directly exposed every time. You were the one spraying it. And then, hold on. I just put this the wrong way. Hold on. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm in Texas.
Texas. I know. Well, the last one I just did was Alabama. That's why. I know. I caught myself right as I said it. Texas.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, so it was in the state of Texas, directly exposed. You were the one spraying it every time.
Yes.
And approximately, let's see, 24, approximately 264 exposures in your lifetime, give or take maybe more. Did you live by a water well? Do you get your water from a well? Or have you ever been exposed
No.
to any other benzines or herbicides or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And then did you use concentrate or premix? How were you doing it?
No, it was the one that was mixed with water.
Okay. And then where were you purchasing it? Like at Home Depot, Lowe's?
Walgreens for the most part.
Okay. Walgreens in Texas. Where in what city is that in, the Walgreens in Texas?
It was in Houston, Texas.
And do you have any proof of purchase or anything like that? Or pictures or anything? Okay. Do you have any of it still in your possession? Like in the garage or
no.
anything? Okay.
No,
is
not
it,
at all.
Is it the Walgreens off of MacArthur Boulevard?
No, this is off of West Rankin Road, like not too far from my home.
West Rankin Road.
Mm-hmm.
West 105 West Road?
No, 107 West Rankin, R-A-N-K-I-N,
oh,
Road.
Yep. I found it. All right. I know it's so crazy that they still sell it too. Like Home Depot still sells this stuff.
I can't believe it either.
I was at, I'm located on the West Coast. I'm in California. And I was at Home Depot with my kids. And there was a guy there with two kids buying it. And I was like, dude, do not buy that. It's so bad. But like my dad used it too when I was a kid, I remember. So like it is... You know, people that we didn't know, you know, they weren't informing people that it was so bad, you know?
Yeah, it just, you never really know about a lot of things. Kind of remind me of that movie, Aaron Brockett. You never know a lot about it.
I know the law firms that we work with are working with people with just like hair relaxer, like what women put in their hair and how it's causing all this like ovarian cancer and all these things. It's just like, every like thing that we use, you never know. Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's just crazy.
I don't even put them on my hair anymore. Like I don't even touch them anymore.
Yeah. I know it's crazy. Okay. So you do not have any proof of purchase or anything like that? Who was your, you don't smoke, correct?
I don't.
Are you currently employed?
Yes, I work with children.
Okay. Who's your current employer?
I do it for myself. I do it for myself.
You're just self-employed?
It's like, you know how you, for your state and your children, you know, the state helps them pay for child care.
Okay. So do you work for the state then?
No, I don't work for the state. I'm just basically, quote unquote, a contractor, basically. But I'm licensed by the state to take care of children.
Okay, so
I'm just self-employed, basically. That's what they call it. We don't work for a specific company or whatever. It's like as long as we have a license,
I get what you're saying.
We could take care of children.
So you're like child care resources.
Yes.
Okay. And that's like just out of your resource. That's out of your own home, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, good for you. That's, you know, we need that in this country.
Thank you so much. So many other places need this stuff that is, because child care is very expensive.
Yeah. And did you lose work because of your related condition? Like, did you have to take time off of work because of treatment?
Yes, of course, I did.
Approximately how much time did you lose?
The duration of it, like, once I got...
Like, give or take, like, a couple years, was it...
It was a couple of years. It was probably, like, from when I got the diagnosis or whatever, and then probably until like maybe like 20, right before COVID.
So 2019, like 3 years. We'll put like four years.
Yes, right before COVID. Yes.
3 years, approximately 3 years.
Just, you know, under that kind of circumstances, you'd be so tired and
you'd
never know.
Hold on 1 second. Okay, and then have you ever been in the military, or have you ever been in the military? Sorry.
No, I have not.
Okay. Have you ever been in any other lawsuits, compensation claims, or disability?
No, never.
Filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Convicted of any crimes?
No.
Okay. Who's your diagnosing physician? Do you know who your oncologist was, a radiologist?
Oncologist, his name was Dr. Hunley. That's two words, H-U-N and then L-E-E.
Okay. And he was in Houston. Okay, I found him.
The hospital was in Sugar Land, basically.
Okay, let me just get his information. I found it. He's at 1515 Honeycomb Boulevard. That's where his main office was.
Yeah, but where I went, it was located 17500 West Grand Parkway South.
Okay, and what's the name of that facility?
Memorial Hermann Sugar Land Hospital.
Memorial.
Hermann with two N's.
Hold on. And that's in, oh yeah, Memorial Hermann Sugarland Hospital. And that's in, yeah, Grand Park, 17500 West Grand Park Street.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Thank you for confirming that. All right, and oh, wait, hold on a second. Let's do this. Just have to get this information. Almost done. And then, when did you start treatment? Do you know the date you started? Did you have to do, well, first of all, did you have to do surgery, chemo, radiation, undergo any of those?
Yes, ma'am. I had to do chemo, chemotherapy.
No surgery?
No surgery. I just had to do, like, yeah.
The chemo, immunotherapy, pain management, radiation.
Right.
When did you start? I'm sorry, what?
I say it was always hard for me to pronounce their word.
Yeah. When did you start that? Like right after your diagnosis or?
Well, it was, I started the chemo like February of 2016.
Do you know what date in February?
February 13th, it was before Valentine's. Yes, February 13th, 2016.
Okay, perfect. February 13th, 2016. All right, perfect. And then do you have medical records or you could get them to provide, show your diagnosis of cancer and everything like that?
Yes.
Okay. And then just in like a short summary, how did this affect your life, the impact of the diagnosis?
Tremendously. I couldn't work. I just wasn't my normal self. I wasn't, you know, I'm happy. I'm, you know, it's everything that you could possibly imagine.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't, you know, when you're going through, you know, something of this caliber.
Yeah. The emotional and physical fear of like not knowing what the overwhelmed diagnosis could be.
Just overwhelmed.
Yeah. It's very non-Hodgkin's, you know, it's very depressing. It's a very traumatic experience for yourself. Yeah. Okay. I wrote a brief little thing for you to make sure that, you know, struggled with daily tasks, loss of ability to be a productive member of society, anxiety on top of being sick. I know it just brings back other things, but we want to help support the case. So I'm going to put all this for you. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. I can put someone that lives with you or someone that doesn't. It's completely up to you. What would you like me to put?
Edmond.
Okay.
E-G-M-O.
Does he live with you or doesn't live with you?
He doesn't live with me.
Okay.
He's
Edmond
E-D. E-D-M-O-N.
Okay. And then what's his last name?
Evans. E-V-I-N-S.
E-V-I-N-S?
N-S. Yes, Evans.
Okay, so E D M O N and then E V I
N. Yeah, E D M O N and then E V I N S.
I got it. Yeah. And then what's his phone number?
713-371. Let me make sure I got it right because, you know, 6869. You know, we don't have address books no more. Like, I don't know nobody's number. But
I know. My boyfriend says that. He goes, "You don't even know my phone number." I'm like, "I don't. I'm so sorry. I know my house phone number from when I was a kid."
Yes, and I know my great grandmother's phone number.
Yeah, and my grandma's phone number. And it's so funny because sometimes I go to the grocery store and I still put it in and it works. I laugh.
Yes. Yes.
Like CVS or Walgreens.
Google.
Yeah. I put her house phone number and it still works. Like, all right.
Yes.
I know. I wish we still had people still had house phones. I love that time. Like the best.
Yes, they have them though, but everything runs off of Wi-Fi these days.
I know. But it was like when you're a kid, like it was exciting when like someone called you. I know.
Yes, it was.
I was born in the 80s, so I know how it was.
I was born in 75, but I'm definitely a product of the 80s.
Yeah, well, I'm product of more of the 90s, but I was born in the 80s, so okay,
Yeah.
so how's Em in relation? Just a good friend? Let's put friend.
Yes, he's a good friend.
Okay, and then permission to contact if we need to.
Yes.
Okay, so it was 713-371-6869, you said?
Yes.
Okay, so just to go ahead and confirm, I'm just going to go ahead and summarize this for you really quick. Ms. Nash, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself who was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup. Your diagnosis date was 2/4/2016. You are diagnosed between the years of 2005 and present. And you are between the ages of 18 and 79. You do have your birth certificate. You just spray it for 10 days or more. You are a citizen of the United States. I have your first name as Nakilia. Last name Nash, Nash. Your birthday was 7/6/1975. And then I have the last four of your social as 8240. I have, okay. I think everything looks correct. Directly exposed, sprayed every time, approximately 264 exposures in your lifetime. You used concentrate and I have Lee Hun as your doctor and Memorial Hermann Sugar Land Hospital as your treating facility. What's going to happen now is the system's going to generate some documents for you to review and sign. While you're on the phone with me, it's pretty self-explanatory. Have you ever done a DocuSign agreement before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And then we're almost done. So, what you're going to want to do is review and sign the documents. If you need to put me on speakerphone while you do it, you can, but it's pretty easy. You just accept, adopt, and sign. Might have to use your finger to adopt and sign the signature. Press start, tap the fields, and then once you press finish, let me know, and I will send you the attorney's information while you're doing this. Hold on one second.
Oh, I thought you was the attorney.
What?
I thought you was the attorney. I don't know where my head is.
No. So I'm just the person. Yeah, you're gonna get connected to the attorney. I'm just the one doing your intake to get you connected. Yeah. So, but I'm gonna send you the attorney's information. So when they call you will have their phone number, so you'll know who's calling you, basically, and the law firm that's gonna represent you. So go ahead. I sent it in a text, the DocuSign in a text message, which is really easy to open and complete. Or if it's easier for email, you can do it either way.
Okay. Continue. Okay. Not doing this correctly. Hold on, let me sure. Okay. Everything.
You did everything?
I believe so. I pushed finish.
Okay. So what happens is you can download it right there if you want, or just so that you know, a PDF file will be sent to your email for your records. So if you need to print them or whatever for yourself. Okay. And then basically, now that that's complete, I just want to emphasize, you know, how important you are in this process. Mrs. Nash, this is your case, and we can only help you if you are responsive when the attorneys reach out to you, okay? So what I did is I went ahead and sent you their contact information. The law firm that you've been assigned to is law firms of Robin Law and Pulaski. They're going to be calling you. Their main office is actually in Houston, so Houston, Texas. But they'll call you from a 909 phone number. It's 909-906-3862. So if you want to save that number in your phone, I recommend that. And then give or take, it probably be like a week or so before you hear from them. But if you have any questions, this is my direct line. You can call me. I'm here Monday to Friday, Pacific Standard Time between 8 to 5. You can also text me on this line if you need updates or whatever the case may be with the file, okay?
Okay, no problem at all.
Okay, do you have any other questions? It was a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, a pleasure talking to you as well.
Okay, I wish you the best of luck, ma'am. You have a great rest of the day, okay?
You have a blessed day.
Bye-bye.